For a second straight year, Moose Jaw's Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 59 will host a Canada Day party to help fundraise for a new building and connect with the community. During its March 27 regular meeting, City Council voted unanimously to approve the Legion's request to operate a licensed cabaret and street dance on the 200 block of High Street West from 5 p.m. on July 1 to 2 a.m. on July 2. The approval is subject to the Legion following the conditions outlined in the City of Moose Jaw's alcohol use events policy. The veterans organization expects to see about 800 people attend the event, similar to the number of attendees during last July's cabaret. "We did not hear of any major concerns stemming from last year's event," Derek Blaise, director of Parks and Recreation, said during the meeting. "I didn't hear anything adverse either," said Cowan. Kim Robinson. "I spoke to the organizer, and he thought it went quite well. I was down there the next day and it was all tidied up. I thought it went very smoothly," he added. "I'm very happy to see they are going to tackle this again." Cowan. Crystal Frost agreed, saying, "It was a great event. It's great to see it back again this year." To host an event with alcohol in public spaces is deemed a discretionary use, so an event operator must submit a written request for approval that describes the event, a council report explained. The Department of Public Works and Recreation then reviews the request and submits a report for council's consideration. The Legion has indicated that it is prepared to meet or exceed all conditions that the City and Saskatchewan Liquor and Gaming Authority, SLGA, have laid out for such events, the report continued. All volunteers will be required to complete the responsible alcohol servicing training for special occasions as the SLGA requires. The department recommended that council approve the request as long as the Legion follows 8 conditions. Some conditions include ensuring the area is fenced off, providing enough security, complying with provincial regulations, displaying all SLGA licenses and approvals, coordinating the tent and fence locations with the department, and maintaining $5 million in public liability insurance. The Department of Public Works and Utilities will assist event organizers with closing the 200 block of High Street West, while the Legion must consult with businesses affected by the street closure and obey the city's noise bylaw. The next regular council meeting is Monday, April 10.